RZ from Kilo 8 Yankee Sugar Echo. ZAO 27 from Kilo 8 Yankee Sierra Echo. KA Yankee Sierra Echo.
Kilo Bravo 1, Romeo Victor Tango.
KB1AVT, KYFC, hello next. KB1AVT from KYFC, hello next.
Bravo 1, Romeo Victor Tango.
Kilo Bravo 1. Romeo Victor Tango, okay, Yankee Sugar Echo, any copy, Nick? KB1RVT, KYFC, over.
Kilo 8 Tango, Lima, go.
Kilo 8 Tango, Lima, KY. Kilo 8 Tango Lima, okay, Yankee Sugar Echo, over. QRZ from Kilo 8 Yankee Sierra Echo.
KYFC, KTL.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I called you there and I didn't hear you come back. KTL, KYFC, yeah, it's pretty far east here, not too much going on. And KD1RVT wasn't hearing me either, so I was starting to wonder.
Well, you know, I don't understand the thing at times. I heard you once, and then the S-leader dropped down to nothing, and then it jumped back up and heard you. And I just saw on one of my websites that the IC-9100 was approved for sale in the United States on the 10th of this month. KYFC-KTL.
KYFC, I saw that, or I heard that, I heard about it, saw it somewhere, somebody announced it, I think on one of the bulletin boards. Maybe the AMSAT board, I'm not sure there. Well, I'll tell you what, for what they're supposedly wanting for that thing with, you know, the full duplex capabilities for satellite and all that stuff and the filters, it's going to be in a very expensive radio.
Yeah, but aren't they all anymore? I'm using this IC-910, which was killed once by lightning. So, I also have a ST-847, yeah, what is that old Yaesu that I use for EME, but I looked at the thing at Dayton and left some drill prints on it, KYFC-KTL.
Yeah, well, the thing's going to be $4,000 with the option, so it's not going to be a cheap radio. a lot more expensive than your 910 and your 847.
Yeah, but, well, everything's went up. I remember many, many, many moons ago when I didn't buy a KWM-2 because I just didn't have the $450.
Yeah, that's true. I think, though, that if I was going to invest that kind of money, I would probably buy a Flex 5000. And they have the, you know, the UHF and VHF module for it now. I think that might be a better investment.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, next thing I got to do, I've got a new set of rotors for my EME antenna. Now, of course, I ain't putting them up this week. After I get that done, then I'll see what I'm going to do next. Kate.